Lecture 13 deals with metallurgy. So last week we looked at the metathesis redox chemistry, how to balance redox reactions. Now we're looking at some applications of redox chemistry. The driving force, you remember, behind the reactions that we looked at was either it was a redox reaction, in which case we spot changes in oxidation number. And we'll find out in the second semester why a redox reaction thermodynamically drives the reaction forward, but at the moment we just say if it's a redox, it's going to drive it forward. If we couldn't find a redox process, then we checked, it must be a metathesis reaction, and then tried to find, what were the three driving forces? Precipitation? Yeah, weak electrolyte, and a gas on the right-hand side. Those are the three possible. Okay, so that's what we've looked at for driving force. Now we're looking back at redox chemistry, but trying to relate it to metallurgy, which is a big industry in Queensland. Now the activity of metals relates to their redox characteristics. A more active metal is going to be present as oxides or sulfides or something like that in terms of its form and nature, be present as a compound, whereas the least active metals, you can find things like massive gold and silver and platinum in the elemental form and nature. For most of them, it's not the case, and so the more active ones, then you're going to have to get back from some oxidation state back to the zero oxidation state to obtain the metal. And what we're going to look at then is a couple of the methods for doing that process. So it's invariably a reduction. We're going to add electrons to the metal. If it's aluminium 3+ or calcium 2+ or sodium+, we have to add those